This is Shep O'Neill with the VOA Special English Health Report. Last week, a man who was a nightly presence in millions of American homes died of lung cancer. Peter Jennings read the news for ABC Television for more than 20 years. He also reported from around the world. Mr. Jennings was 67 years old. Since his death, many people have questions about lung cancer and how to prevent it. Most lung cancer deaths are caused by tobacco use. Peter Jennings smoked cigarettes for many years, but smokers are not the only ones at risk. So are people who breathe tobacco smoke in the air. Radon gas in the environment, particles of the fire-resistant material asbestos, and air pollution also increase the risk. More people die of lung cancer than any other form of cancer. Each year, more than 1 million die of the disease. Once it is found, more than 90% of patients are dead within 2 years. People often do not show signs until the cancer has spread to the brain, liver, or bones. Then it is usually too late to cure. Signs of lung cancer include a cough that gets worse and pain in the chest area. People may cough up blood and lose their normal voice. Weight loss and feeling tired are two other signs. The American Cancer Society says lung cancer is most often found when people reach their 70s. It is generally rare in people under the age of 40. There are two major kinds, small cell and non-small cell lung cancer. Non-small cell lung cancers are the most common. These usually spread at a slower rate to other parts of the body. Doctors can usually remove a lung cancer if it is found early. Other treatments involve radiation or chemotherapy drugs or both. Lung cancer is most common among smokers. Non-smokers, however, are more likely to have a kind of lung cancer that is linked to genetics. Experts say new drugs offer better treatment for this form of lung cancer. 2 days after Peter Jennings died, Dana Reeve announced that she has lung cancer. Her husband was Christopher Reeve, the actor who was thrown from a horse and broke his neck. Dana Reeve took care of him for 9 years, until his death last year. She did not give details of her condition, but a spokeswoman said the 44-year-old actress is not a smoker. This VOA Special English Health Report was written by Cynthia Kirk. This is Shep O'Neill.